And I was calculating what it would mean for the whole year.
I have opened temples to every village.
Temples in every village?
Yes. Then spend the money.
And then spend the money.
Don't give money. Spend. The good news is they spend part. Spend readily, is that? You spend part to spend.
Well, there's plenty of money to spend.
Plenty.
We also have plenty.
No. Plenty.
Yes, I understand. I said that there was all. I said there's no shortage of money.
No.
Krishna is giving us. I figured out through the Prabhupada that in if we just like we did in September, I multiplied times 12 to see how much money in a year. Your books are selling. And the BBT in 1 year can expect to make around the world about $8,100,000. In rupees, that comes out to 7 crores, $70,000. 70,000 rupees. 7 crores, 70,000 rupees. What karma can earn so much? For the temples, that means that by selling your books, the temples will collect about $16 million in 1 year. Or in other words, 14 crores, 9 lakhs, 40,000 rupees.
Very unique.
Well, believe it or not, it's a fact.
I see.
Actually, I don't think these men like Bajaj or any of them could possibly make this much money even in material activities, but to speak of spiritual. Spiritual, they lose money. They have to support it. But we have such a genuine religious movement that it supports itself. We don't require to construct big materialistic enterprises. We simply preach, and Krishna supplies all the money.
The charge is just proving the world with motorcycles. You're providing the highest subject matter for hearing the chant.
Oh, well, there is need of money. Send that. I mean, this is just very happy that and all that record. I'm simply dreaming that you are actually on the field.
We are actually what?
On the field.
Yes, but that's because we're in your dreams. If you weren't dreaming like this, we would be on the material field.
Like Mahavishnu is lying down, the whole material world is being expanded by his dreaming. You're lying down here, and the whole ISKCON activities are being expanded by your dreaming.
Do you want to hear some of the newsletter? Says here, says later, this is from, this newsletter is written by Rameshwar. It's especially meant for encouraging book distribution. Says, later on in the morning, Prabhupada sent for Gopal Krishna Prabhu and explained to him that he wanted to print as many books as possible. My point is, Srila Prabhupada said, that I don't wish to keep money in the bank. Invest in printing. So in this way, although, then Prabhupada went on referring to Hari Keswami after he presented six new hardbound German books to His Divine Grace. He is very intelligent boy. My Guru Maharaj is so pleased. He used to say, whatever money is there, was to be used for printing books. He was so happy to print books. So you do it all very nicely. I printed my books, and now you do it. These are the first class, and there is no defect. German printing is very favorable. This is all right. Thank you very much. Says here, Hari K. Swami told Prabhupada that now he has to become more healthy to finish the Bhagavatam. Prabhupada replied, healthy? I have nothing to do with this body. I have to do with the spiritual world. Bhagavan Prabhu mentioned to Prabhupada how many books his zone was distributing. Prabhupada, they are trying for 20,000 big books in 1 week. Prabhupada was very encouraged and told him, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati will give them all blessings. He wanted this very much. An hour later, Ridayananda Maharaj was in the room and told Prabhupada that they had printed 100,000 copies of Krishna book in Portuguese. Prabhupada said, thank you very much. Printing of books is our life force. Prabhupada looked through the books and again he asked, how many published? When he heard 100,000, oh, how they are selling and what is the price? Very good collection. Print more books. This is life. This material body, only bones. So go on, and this is life. We are not concerned with bones and stones. Our concern is the living force. The living force is actually sustaining these bones. Bones are not life. Print books, as I have shown the way. Half again for printing, and half spend for propaganda as you like. In this way, go on. Then he turned to Jaitataka Maharaj and asked him if he was doing that. He told him, whatever propaganda is needed, you go out and spend, but print books and distribute. Whatever English books we have got, if we translate into Bengali, you have got enough stock. Jaitataka Swami replied, yes, we have got a treasure house. And Prabhupada said, in this way, in all languages, distribute. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. Says here, Prabhupada is translating the third volume of the 10th canto, and volume 2 is now just being printed and will be available for shipping to all temples on November 11th, along with a new book written by Srila Prabhupada called The Teachings of Lord Kapiladev. 50 copies. 1,000 copies of each volume have been published. Says here, this is the year of Europe. Srila Prabhupada. Says here, here are the totals. it says here are the totals for book distribution in North America. And Europe is leading. More. The number one zone is Bhagavan Prabhu's. Number two zone is Jayatirtha Prabhu's, England. And the number four zone is Haitesh's zone. So Europe is leading the distribution. Maybe sometime later on today you can do a little translating, Srila Prabhupada. No. Actually, the Kaviraj recommended that you shouldn't do that for a few days. Does that sound right? Okay. Anyway, I think for Duma and Jayadoy to have some work to catch up with. So they have enough to stay busy. Should we chant after now, Srila Prabhupada?
Mm-hmm.